Fight for freedom, stand for Hong Kong. Those are the words of protesters there. Thousands blocked a busy downtown avenue. They shut down the airport. In both places, protests were destructive. Activists ripped up metal grating, smashed glass, and tore up street signs. The conflict in Hong Kong has escalated far beyond the initial protests that began in the spring. Protesters were originally opposing a bill that would have allowed Beijing to extradite people facing charges in Hong Kong back to courts in China. Now the protests have evolved into a wider movement pushing for more democratic freedoms. The World's Patrick Nguyen is in Hong Kong. He tells us that what's happening now feels different than before.
More intense, more arrest, and more spectacular visuals. Flaming barricades, that's new. The police trying to shoot blue dye on protesters so they can track them, hunt them down, and arrest them, that's new. A police officer fired his gun in the air to scare off protesters, that's new. Each weekend seems to get more intense, and you can even say violent. In Hong Kong, there were these massive protests where, you know, millions of people showed up in a territory of only 7 million and came out, and it was your classic super peaceful march-style protest. Well, that didn't work. So now the protesters are turning to more intense and destructive ways of protesting. I talked to this woman who's a mother in her 30s, works in healthcare. And she didn't want me to use her name. She had a mask on. This is what she said when I asked her about damaging property.
I don't care about destroying property at all.
That doesn't bother you?
No. We can rebuild them.
Actually, what are they doing with this stuff?
They need to set roadblocks to stop the policemen coming too quickly. And then these people can leave faster.
So, Patrick, what's at the core of the rage of these protesters? What do they want?
It's really this rage about not wanting to live in an authoritarian country. They don't want to live under the rules of China. And they see the rights of Hong Kong being steadily eroded by their own government. A protester at the airport said it really came down to wanting to express himself freely. And, you know, he said that there's a real strategy behind all this property damage and flaming barricades and shutting down the airport. It really gets everyone's attention. It hurts the economy, which hurts the government.
We see Hong Kong Airport as, you know, the scrotum of the government. So we are holding their scrotums. Yeah, making you painful.
Wow.
That's
fairly vivid.
Quite vivid, yeah. What protesters told me over and over is that they really are afraid that Hong Kong will just become like just another city in China, like Guangzhou, Shanghai, whatever. And that means to them a place where you could go to prison for your opinion, where the internet is censored, and where everybody has to display fealty to the Communist Party, and you have zero hope of choosing who governs you. And that's what they feel like they're fighting for.
If certain demands are met, will the protests end, or is it beyond that?
They would say there are clearly defined goals. They want this extradition bill to be convincingly swept away forever. And they want anyone who's been arrested for protesting to be freed. And they want Carrie Lam, who heads the Executive Legislative Council of Hong Kong, to step down. So they have these core demands. There's so much bad blood now, Carol. It's escalating.
And what about Hong Kong residents themselves? Do you get the sense that the citizens of Hong Kong are still behind the protesters, or is there some splintering there as well?
It is increasingly split, and it's sort of redefining the city. A lot of people have told me on both sides that Hong Kong isn't the same as it was before. Something has changed. And on the protest side, you're really seeing that, where they're starting to use this phrase, Chai Nazi. And they're spray painting it all over town, comparing Beijing, the powers in Beijing, to Nazis. And once you've gone into Nazi territory, it's really hard to come back from that and consider reconciling.
Wow. Vivid stuff coming out of Hong Kong from the World's Patrick Nguyen, who's following the protests there. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thanks, Carol.